there is a huge appetite at the moment to understand the kind of Ireland which, you know, you were campaigning so successfully on behalf of the Magdalen women. It helps people to understand where the Sinn Féinianity scandal came from, where the Magdalen scandal came from, and the recent discovery of all the bodies of babies and children in the baby homes and so forth. So in that sense, we hope it's a contribution to making, allowing people everywhere to understand a bit more about Ireland, especially Irish people.
I mean, there's so much you could say. I mean, it's so heartbreaking. It's what moves you and motivates you to the next campaign, the next outrage, the next thing you want to challenge. In terms of this excellent, superb documentary and the source material that you use, I was familiar with quite a bit of it. But the things that it seems to me Kenya and Ireland have in common is poverty, bigotry of religion, the oppression of women, and just, you know, as you said yourself, it's not just religious congregations. It is actually Comfortable Ireland, and that's what I call it. It was Comfortable Ireland that looked the other way and always looked the other way. And probably if we hadn't had all this expose, may still be looking the other way. And when you look at the courage of the women today, the Irish women and the Kenyan women, when you look at their courage, when you look at the adversity that they suffered, for me, it just makes me more determined. I'm perpetually campaigning, but this makes me more determined. And that Sinn Féiniotomy, the figures banded about the kind of compensation they get, they want more than compensation. What we've never had from the congregations, what we've never had from any of the congregations from the Pope down, is a proper, fulsome, heartfelt apology. What we've had is a whole string of apologies that are dressed up in religion, dressed up in religious language, disguising what they really feel, which is they don't really mean their apology. And I've yet, in the 30 years that I've been involved in this, to feel in any way comfortable about any apologies that have been issued, even by the current Pope. I just don't feel it. I don't feel it in my heart.
My name's Sharon Patrick. I'm the Speaker of the London Borough of Hackney. I'm very pleased to be here today, to be invited to watch the preview of this film. It's an area that I knew nothing about before I came here today. I'm shocked, I suppose is one word, horrified at the treatment of women in Ireland. I obviously knew about the Magdalen laundries and the struggle of those women, and I knew quite a bit from my friend Sally Mulready, who is an international campaigner on such issues. But I'm glad this film's going to be, people can be able to access it online for free, and I think it needs major publicity so that people know what went on. And it's very interesting, the links to what's going on with women in Kenya today, and the fact that the film points out that this procedure is being revived and people are getting grants to do it in this day and age when it's totally brutal and barbaric, and all these women are still suffering. I mean, they may get compensation, but compensation is not going to make their... It's not going to replace the pain and suffering that they've been through all these years. And it's too late, too little.